This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie. Well, it's 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Thursday, beautiful day today. It's going to be nice. You know, we're going to reach near 90 degrees this coming week, next week.
Next week? Oh, wow.
90 degrees. Water World, here we come.
Hey, did you see Water World was ranked second in the nation?
Really?
For best water park.
No kidding.
Yep. It just came
That's
out.
Pretty sweet.
Second in the nation?
In the whole nation.
Holy cow. Yep. It is a cool place.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. Yep.
Yeah. Great place to take your mask and your snorkel, fins, get in the water, stay underwater.
Can I just tell them what you're doing? Why you're bringing this up? Okay. It never dawned on him, you guys. So BJ, you know how he likes metal detectors and stuff. Well, BJ decided. I'm telling them, not you. You said, huh? So BJ put on a mask and like a little, you know, that thing.
Snorkel.
A snorkel and a mask.
Flippers.
And he was going to look for treasures that people lost when they were coming around out of the lazy river.
Dropping change.
Yeah.
All kinds of stuff.
And the wave machine.
Diamond rings.
Wave machine is a little violent.
Gold
right?
necklaces.
And then I said to him when he got out of the water, because I didn't know, I was like, what are you doing? He's like, because that wave machine, it knocks like people's jewelry off and stuff.
Yeah.
And so he got out, I go, do you know what a perv you look like? You're in, it's little kids in a swimming pool and their moms, and you look like a perv out there.
I don't pay any attention to the moms or the little kids. I'm looking for treasure,
but it
Jamie.
Looked like you were a perv.
And you're snorkeling in like waist deep water.
Yeah, and you have a mask on, like looking.
You know, you get underneath those waves, you can't even feel it.
Oh, bro, right. Yeah, that's how it works.
Pretty cool.
That's how
pretty
it works.
Cool.
Oh my God.
All right, so wonderful temperatures coming up for the next several days here, so don't worry about that. Remember, it's Mother's Day weekend. Don't forget, dear old mom, all right?
Yep.
Make sure you take care of that. Let's see. Smoke, but no Pope.
Right.
Because it's black,
it
right?
It is black smoke.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they're burning the...
The votes.
I guess those ballots or whatever it is they burn,
so
right?
So they're going to try again.
Could take a few days.
I think
we don't
they
know.
Get to vote. They can vote up to like 4 times a day or something.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I have no
like
idea.
That.
I finally got a handle on how this thing works yesterday
by
watching a lot of TV, because everything I've been saying for 2 days has been wrong. I thought they just rolled the smoke out of there black and it just keeps rolling until it turns white.
I feel like
I didn't know there
when
was
I
ballots.
Was little, that was true or something.
I don't know.
You know,
that's what I perceived to be.
I felt like a long time ago we watched black smoke turn into white. I don't
that's
know.
That's what I thought.
But maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know.
Maybe it's because every time they showed it.
No, I feel like we all were like,
yeah.
Oh, it turned white.
Yeah,
I don't know.
No,
I was so little.
I'm with Jamie. I remember when Pope Francis, when he was elected as Pope, I thought that it rolled white or black until it turned white.
Yeah.
And you just sat there and watched the smoke.
That's what I kind of, but anyway.
Whatever, whatever. Maybe they've changed up the rules. Who knows?
But
who
remember
knows?
My name. All my right. nickname is Catholic Karen. Very excited about that.
That's right. Catholic Karen over here.
Yeah.
Just That's too much to explain. All right, let me talk about this real quick here, because Jamie keeps giving me crap over this.
No, you're bringing up PTSD. That's why.
What do you mean?
So my mom, she did the morning routine, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah, PTSD for you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So if she had something going on where she couldn't do the morning routine, my dad, before he went to work, would do the morning routine, and he always jacked it up.
With the kids.
We always had cream of wheat every morning, right? And then one morning he made it, and he didn't put freaking sugar in it. Have you ever had cream of wheat without sugar?
No. I've never had cream of wheat.
I can't even imagine.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
Oh, cream of wheat is delicious.
No, I've never had it.
So we'd always have it, and then my mom would load it up with sugar, right? And my dad's like, what? You put sugar? Oh, that is crap. Kids don't need this much sugar. He did everything wrong.
Yeah.
And so I'm having PTSD because I feel bad for Frog, because I once was Frog. I had the dad that always messed it up when he did the morning routine.
Yeah, and it appears that's what I'm doing this week, because my wife left town on Tuesday. She's got a new job now, travels a little bit, not a lot, but this week gone. Okay, comes back on Saturday. Well, I'm responsible for Frog, me, and Grandpa Gus. Right. All right, Grandpa Gus, father-in-law, lives in the basement, right? So we're responsible. He takes him to school. I pick him up, but we got to make sure, because he wears a uniform at school, that he's, you know, dressed right for like all the other students, right? Well, yesterday I thought it was a fun run at the school, and he was allowed to wear his fun run jersey on fun run day, right? Mm-hmm. To raise money, whatever. Well, it wasn't fun run day.
So he's the only kid. Every kid has their uniform on. He's the only kid in a t-shirt.
Yes.
That says fun run.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Valor.
Poor kid. And I guess, according to Sister Sarah, it was very traumatizing. So anyway, I screwed that up yesterday. I go pick him up, and poor kid's disheveled. Okay.
Then well, he today, probably got bullied and picked on.
Yeah, he definitely got picked on.
You thought today was a fun run.
Yeah.
It was all my fault.
Was he sad?
Well, Dad blew it. Yeah, Dad blew it. Yeah. All right, I'll take one on the chin for that one, okay? Right. But then today, mass is on Thursday, so you got to wear your, you know, the good stuff, you know, the sweater, little tie, you know, full-fledged.
But it's fun run day.
Exactly.
No, so there was a little controversy. So I said, here's what we do. We get ready for mass. We wear that to school. We can fun run after you get to school. You can put on the fun run shirt. Well, I just get a text a few minutes ago, and I guess
so he's going to run in, like, nice pants?
Well, you could take some shorts, too, I guess.
Like dress shoes?
Jamie,
and
I don't
dress
know.
Shoes? Oh,
the bottom line is this. I guess the email that came out a couple of days ago, mass has been canceled.
Well, yeah, it's
so
fun
he was
run
supposed
day.
To wear the fun run. Well, now he's in a tie. This morning. He's at school in a tie, and nobody else is.
Right.
So we've missed it 2 days in a row.
It's opposite.
There's no we. There's no we in this.
What?
It's just you.
And clearly, when you look at the, remember the thing I got in the email yesterday?
Yeah.
Clearly, it says mass has been canceled.
Yeah, you read it to us yesterday.
Yeah, you read it.
I didn't read the mass part.
But
I read
so
you
it was
the
in
fun
there?
Run part.
Oh,
but
my
it was
God.
In there later on. You had to read. And I don't read all the way down. It's like terms of agreements. I don't read that.
It was one page. It wasn't 30.
So, Frog's in school today with a tie on while everybody else is in their fun run gear.
Well, at least he has his shirt, so he's going to throw that on. But what I'm concerned about is I don't think you can run well in dress shoes and slacks.
I know.
You get blisters.
I got to give props to moms, man. Moms, you guys, you have it together. You know exactly what to do. Guys like me, we're just so disheveled. We don't get it.
Well, it was funny because Kibasa Man Mike was in here yesterday, and they have, what, 7 kids? 8 kids? 9? 9 kids?
I think they just added one.
Yeah, so they have 9 kids. And so he's like, oh, my God, I can't even, like, Joan won't even let me take over. She won't even leave town because I do it so wrong.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean.
Is all dads like that?
Yes.
Pretty much,
that's why
we?
I have PTSD. They always screw it up. You guys can't do anything right.
No.
I mean, as far as getting the kids ready and stuff, it's just a disaster.
Oh, yeah. And even when we feed them wrong. I mean, I stopped at the store a couple of days ago because we had to go to tutoring.
Oh, listen to this. You guys, okay, please, listen to
He
fed the child.
This is dinner. Why? We got a time crunch. We got to get to tutoring. We stopped in, and I got to tell you, man, they have the best chicken tenders over there at that King Soopers. Mm-hmm. Those chicken tenders are awesome. So I got him 4 of those, 4 tenders. I got him a big bag of the Cheeto Puffs.
Oh.
They're pizza flavored. They got a brand new one out. Man, oh man. And then we got a big, large Coca-Cola and a Reese's, the four pack.
And so I said to him, you didn't get him any vegetables or fruit? And he goes, well, no. And I go, the meal, and y'all know this, the meal at King Soopers, you can get the three chicken tenders, you can get the green beans or corn, right? And you get the whatever that sweet roll is or whatever. And you can get another side too. So I always got like green beans, corn, chicken tenders.
Because you're a mother.
And you got chips and Reese cups.
And a large soda.
Oh, no, no, no. Chicken is healthy, folks. Chicken is a healthy meal. Yes, it is. The bottom line is this. Just don't leave them in our hands. Because we're going to screw it up. Guys, that is. Dads. We screw it up. I don't know why, but I just can't seem to get anything right.
But didn't your wife say, hey, we need to watch like his sugar intake and all that stuff?
Yeah.
You're doing a great job.
Well... Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's tough,
what,
man.
It's what he wanted, Jame.
It is what he wanted.
Yeah.
I said, pick out some lunch. Here he goes. That's what we came out with.
Listen,
but that this is
we're
why
on our way.
You're the parent.
Yeah. Right. So, thank you.
Yeah.
A first grader doesn't get to pick. A first grader doesn't get to pick.
And then last night, I sat down to watch the basketball game. I wanted to see the Nuggets because he won game one. I thought, for sure, we're in this game. We're going to win this one, right? Sit down. I mean, obviously, it was a shellacking last night.
Horrible.
But I gave my kid a tablet.
Yeah.
Prepared him for the game. I said, here you go, buddy. I got it fully charged for you. I'm going to watch the game. You do the tablet.
Are your three older kids thriving?
Nope. We'll be right back. Take a break.
BJ and Jamie.
I love his jumpsuit.
Yeah, I like the one that Carson has been posting. It is the picture that you've been posting lately of when your tickets or whatever. That one is that catches your eye.
Is it the sequins?
It's the sequin one, and here's the thing. It's very tight in the crotchal area.
Oh, I gotta get one of those.
The swimsuit area.
There's a reason why he has that as his like tour art.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
his official tour art.
I'm gonna do that with Bar Bingo. I'm gonna wear one
oh,
of those.
Nice.
I gotta get
nice.
You one, man.
Yeah.
Skin tight.
Yummy.
Tickets coming up at 8:00. We'll give you a code word for your chance to win a couple of things. First of all, still black smoke over at the Vatican. They say no alcohol factor with the John Elway and his agent tragedy.
Oh, okay, good.
Not a factor, they good. Say. All right, here's the report.
So they were traveling, according to my sources. No one was messing around. They were not going at a high speed.
Nope.
They didn't swerve. They didn't do anything. The sheriff was called on to the investigation on Monday, and the only reason why they went in is because it was such a high-profile case. But they've already set out a statement that all indications are this was nothing but a tragic accident. My sources say no one was drunk. Multiple sources say that. There, no one was at fault. John Elway was not at fault. That this was basically a tragic accident.
Case closed.
And like I said, before, no matter what you think about John Elway or whatever, this is just awful.
Terrible.
I mean, this is going to stick with him.
Complete accident.
Yeah, and so I actually feel really bad for him.
Terrible.
Yeah.
It's a terrible situation. Yeah. All right, that's all cleaned up. Did you see where the rideshare bill went through yesterday, got voted? It's gone to the governor's desk. Remember the story about Uber leaving town?
I do.
Uber's going to get out of here if they pass this. They have a rideshare thing where you have to record everything, video, audio, everything. And Uber says, it's impossible. We can't do that. We can't supply all that and then hire people to go through all this footage. We just don't have the money to do this. Well, Uber now says they're going to leave. It's on the governor's desk. And if he signs it, and I guess Uber called him yesterday and said, look, if you sign this, we're gone.
Well, if you would have seen the testimony from the woman that stood up and talked about how she was sexually assaulted by the driver, it's pretty terrifying. So, and she was really compelling. So I stand with her.
I don't have a vote in this. I don't know. I don't use Uber that much, but it's hard for me to think that they would actually leave the state of Colorado.
Well, there's always Lyft, so.
Yeah.
A bill adding safety parameters for rideshare companies is on the governor's desk after undergoing some major changes. The bill originally sought to require rideshare companies like Uber and Lyft to mandate the use of dash cameras and audio recordings during rides.
Moving off of that required audio and video of every ride and shifted to an opt-in so that riders and drivers can decide what they're comfortable with.
With this bill, drivers will no longer be able to give passengers food or water. It will also require tougher background checks and a right of action.
Oh, food and water.
No, listen, so this has been happening.
What
so
do you
they've
mean?
Offered women a bottle of water that appears to be sealed, but it has a drug in it. And they pass out.
What?
Yeah, it's real.
Yeah, I could see that being a problem.
It's real.
Well, I could see it being a problem for sure.
So,
I didn't know what was happening though.
So yeah, so now they're urging all women or men to always bring your own water. Always.
Because, I haven't seen any stories on that.
Yep. Yep.
They offer water and they've already drugged the water?
Yes. And then
but what did the cap be?
It appears to be sealed. They heat it with a lighter so it's sticky. So it seems like you're undoing it.
Man, oh man.
Yeah, that's scary.
So the rule now is do not, if anybody, even if it's not even Uber, wherever you are, when somebody, like if you don't know them and they offer you food or water, do not take it.
Yeah, because there are some Ubers and Lyfts. They'll give you snacks.
Yeah.
They'll give
yeah.
you gum, whatever you need.
And they're trying to be nice, you know, but the thing is.
I jump in an Uber, they offer me a donut, I take it. I'll eat a donut
this
for
is
you.
Kind of serious.
No, I'm just saying, I would.
You know that if one
I,
woman that says BJ's not funny?
Food.
I back you on that one.
I said that if I got an Uber and they offered food, okay, it doesn't have to be a donut, I guess, but if they offered food, I'd probably take it.
Well, that's not shocking from you.
But I hadn't heard of this
yeah.
water thing. That,
yeah.
It's just something I've never seen.
It's a real thing, so don't drink
Holy
the water.
Moly.
Don't drink the water!
All right, well, you say we have Lyft. Now, Lyft's going to have to abide by the same
yeah.
rules, aren't
well,
they?
I mean, the thing is, it's gotten so... Because, listen, I use them all the time. I use them all the time. I mean,
yeah.
I'm always in one. And it's been scary because now they're switching off people and somebody else is using their car. It's not even them on their picture. And you're like trying to think like, should I say something? I don't feel like you're this guy.
Well, why not use a taxi?
I don't have
You find it disgusting and dirty
no,
or something?
No, no, I just, there's no app for that. You know, this is so easy to
like
schedule a ride.
Taxis aren't as convenient as Uber and Lyft now.
Yeah, and I don't know how, if they're, are they around anymore?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
Maybe I should find a taxi.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Taxi service. You can get a taxi service, and you can probably get an app for it. I would guess there's an app for taxis. I would say all yellow cabs, somebody, they all have apps, I'm sure.
I just don't see them around, so
yeah.
I don't know how prevalent they
well,
are.
Well, if I were in... kind of in fear or for my own safety, I think that if I felt that way getting into a car, they switch drivers, offer food, maybe take the cap off of water, I think I'd look at the other options.
Well, definitely, because the taxi is more vetted, I believe, a taxi driver.
Yeah,
and they have a company they're working for. But here's the other thing, is the last three drivers I've had, they have not spoken a word of English. Not one word.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I don't either.
And you can't communicate anything.
No, because I needed to go into the back of this building and you know, it was when I was going to the other place.
Yeah.
And I was like, and he's like, sorry, no English.
Yeah, there's no racism or anything like that about that. I mean, you want to be able to tell the person where to go.
Well, yeah. I mean
and where to pick you up.
Hello.
It's
yeah,
pretty simple.
I'm hiring somebody.
You got to have some communication.
I'm hiring somebody that I want to communicate with.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to use my translator app.
Well, no, I use Kelly. Kelly, I put her on speaker. She's yeah. fluent in Spanish, and so she helps
me. She gave
me.
Them directions.
Yeah.
Directions.
So wait a minute. You get the card. You have to use your own interpreter. You have to call them and put them on a speakerphone in order to get where you want to go?
Kelly's amazing.
You're lucky you had her.
Oh.
I know, right?
Now, I wonder if Polis, the governor, I wonder if he feels any pressure on this, getting the call from the CEO of Uber saying, hey, you do this. We're out of there.
I think that he has more pressure from the woman that stood up there and she was crying and she said, I am begging you to sign this.
Yeah.
And she was bawling and she said, I am begging you.
He's on the hot seat.
Yeah, he is.
He's got to make a decision,
mm-hmm.
right?
So we'll see what happens.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
So one of my friends, I didn't know this. I mean, I know that she works for Berg Simpson, but she says they sue rideshares all the time for sexual harassment.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Thank you, Berg Simpson.
Yeah, I just don't live in that world, so and I don't read
well,
that much about it.
Who's going to sexually harass you?
No, that's not my point, Jamie. I'm just saying I don't take Ubers very much, so I don't understand the whole this person borrowed this person's car and this and that, or offering food and snacks and drinks. I don't do it very much.
Well, you're not. You don't so walk around unplugged. Very aware either, though.
I don't. I feel like I'm aware right now.
Well, we're making you aware.
Okay.
That's the thing. Yeah. So anyway, so just be careful. Again, we were mentioning that the new thing is please don't take any water or food from a rideshare. I know they're nice people and some of them, you know, just are really trying to be kind and all that. But there have been instances now where they drug the water and then they heat up the lid. And so it feels like you're unscrewing it and it makes that crackle. But it's because they heated up the water.
Just because the governor signs it doesn't mean you can't get off it.
Wait, what?
Just because the governor signs this bill doesn't mean that a driver couldn't offer something to you. So beware.
Well, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's going to be illegal
to do it.
Mm. That doesn't mean it'll stop.
That is true.
If they're, you know, shady.
The whole P. Diddy thing is still going on, and the third witness is missing, you guys. There were three witnesses. One was Cassie. We know that. The other two were unnamed. And they can't find her. They don't know where she went. This was as of yesterday. Maybe they found her today. But as of yesterday at like 4 o'clock in the evening, they couldn't find her. Her lawyer was looking for her. Everybody's looking for her. She's MIA. And that is fishy.
It is fishy.
And it's weird that nobody's talking about it.
Yeah.
You know, like, why am I the only one that knows this?
Yeah, I've not seen any stories on this.
Yeah, it was on TMZ. They said that she's missing and her lawyers can't find her. So I don't know. That was a weird situation. Also, the judge, I mentioned this earlier, the judge is like super fly for a white guy, even though I don't think he's actually white. But anyway, he's super cool. He's wearing headphones. He has on a hoodie. He has on like sneakers and he's walking into the courthouse. And you're like, are you sure you're a federal judge? You are too hip.
He joked about the list.
Yeah,
remember
right.
The list of celebrities that they were being asked with the jurors if they knew anything about this and their association with Diddy and. He make jokes about it. He's pretty hip character, I guess.
The weird part, though, is that he is a listener of the Two Angry Men podcast. It's Harvey Levin and Mark Geragos. Harvey Levin owns TMZ, and they started a podcast called Two Angry Men or something. And he says, I've been listening to this, and Mark Geragos, you are a consultant on the Diddy case, and you need to shut your trap, is basically what he told him. But Mark Geragos says, I'm allowed to talk about this, and it is a six-pack of white chicks on the prosecution team. That's what he called it. A six-pack of white chicks?
I don't even know what he means by that.
It's all white women.
That's what, testifying?
No, that's on the prosecution's team.
And they're all women?
All women, all white.
Okay.
And so Mark Geragos called that out, like,
yeah.
It's a six-pack of white chicks. What in the hell?
I had no idea.
Yeah, and so the judge got really offended by that. And he said, let's not say that again.
Okay? Yeah.
There's no need for that. So we'll see what's happening. And then in a bizarre twist, that guy that was arrested in 2018 at the Trump National Doral Golf Course, well, he claimed to the police, and nobody believed him. He goes, hey, guess what else? I was a sex slave for Diddy and Cassie. And they're like, yeah, sure you were, you nut job. Well, turns out he was.
Well, there's a couple of ways to look at this. This guy could be called to testify that, you know, some shenanigans were going on. But if it's consensual, it's an adult. I don't know where that goes. But it does kind of, in my opinion, it kind of takes away from Cassie. in her testimony
if she participated
with Diddy with this dude, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So that kind of works in Diddy's favor.
Vandalism and stalking charges were filed Wednesday against a Mississippi man who crashed his car into the front gate of Jennifer Aniston's home in Bel Air. I was way wrong, you guys. I thought he was 80 and had a medical incident. Well, guess what? He's not. He's like 48 years old and he loves Jen.
And he's horny.
Yep, and he said she'd make the perfect wife.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, it's a whole different picture this morning, isn't it?
Tell that to Brad Pitt.
Yeah, we had a pacemaker going out yesterday.
We did.
But now, nah.
How did the news get that so wrong?
I don't know. When they first broke the story, it said 70-year-old man crashed through gate. So automatically, I assumed the same thing, that it was a medical
accident. Were there two accidents? Did two people crash the gate?
Just this guy.
Maybe he's just aged poorly.
Yeah.
Maybe he looks 70, but he's 48.
That's the only thing I can figure out. I don't know. All right, let's hear. Liam Payne's baby mama ex, Cheryl, named administrator of his $32 million estate after he died with no will. So I guess the parents are not happy about that. In a major development since the tragic passing of former One Direction star Liam Payne, his ex-partner Cheryl has been appointed as the administrator of his estate valued at $32 million.
Woo!
They have an 8-year-old son named Bear. And I guess, obviously, the parents are like, excuse us, we were the parents. $32 million you just gave to an 8. Whatever. Not my
I don't know.
Right? Taylor Swift is selling her big old house. Remember that Cape Cod home?
Yeah.
That she didn't she buy it like to be next to that Kennedy kid or something?
I don't remember. I remember that's the house she used for that big party she threw. Remember she had the big blow-up slide out back?
I do.
She had all these different blow-ups, bounce house and all this.
They said that she had bought it because she dated like a Kennedy. And she was like in love with him, and so she built it down or bought it down the road. Remember,
there was something like that. Yeah,
and they
called
her
there
a stalker.
Was. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I know. I like to buy a big old $13 million mansion right next to my ex boyfriend.
Maybe Travis told her you got to get rid of that.
Yeah, it was influenced by a relationship with Connor Kennedy.
Connor Kennedy.
That's why
Connor.
She bought it.
He must
originally
be great in bed.
Connor. Hey, Connor.
I'm going to buy a $13 million house by you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm watching Connor.
I have a telescope.
Yeah.
Do you know my sister? My sister had this big old house on the lake, and they actually caught the neighbors across the lake with a telescope looking into their window.
Oh, it's so creepy.
Isn't that creepy? Like, their big window. My sister's like, I know I have walked around naked in that living room before.
For
like,
a fact.
Can I ask you something?
Sure.
Is it creepy that I use binoculars to watch the Hilton over here?
Well, yeah, I was going to not bring that up. Although, in your defense, what? You what? Watch the Hilton.
Yeah.
We're in the DTC, by the way. He watches the Hilton. I look in the parking lot for drug deals.
Yeah. We have binoculars here in the studio, so don't try any shenanigans in our parking lot. We're watching.
Well, we have some shady stuff. Oh. We had a dead guy in the parking lot.
A dead
for
body.
Days.
Yeah. And then remember there was that weird thing about that massage parlor or something? That car was...
And then remember they were ripping off one of our vehicles,
the
catalytic converter?
Yeah.
Someone was under the... And the UPS driver had to tip us off about it?
Yeah, I had to go and kick him out of the parking lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had to crawl under there, remember?
Yeah,
was
I had to yell
UPS
at him.
Was it UPS or FedEx?
It was FedEx. It was a lady.
FedEx. Yeah, yeah, the FedEx lady was nice enough to call the station and say somebody's underneath your cars.
You might want to go get them out.
So binoculars aren't creepy. It's our security blanket.
Hey, Jamie, you just creeped me out. You just said something about Connor Kennedy, and he was 17.
Oh, boy.
I didn't know. I thought he was like 30. Sorry. Which is borderline still creepy. All right. Anyway, so she has it up for sale for $14.5 million. So we'll see what happens with that. I wish I could just put up a house for $14 million and have 80 more to live in.
Yeah.
But you know what she doesn't have?
What?
Taylor Swift. What does she need?
She needs a boat.
She needs a boat.
Yeah, she's the only major millionaire celebrity that doesn't have a boat.
She doesn't have a boat.
That's I find that weird.
And it is weird. Why doesn't Taylor Swift have a boat?
Maybe she's scared of the water.
No, she has a pool. Yeah. So that's not the problem. She just doesn't have a boat.
She doesn't have a boat. She needs a yacht.
Well, right, because she has the jets. Like, she has the whole billionaire, you know, package, but she doesn't have a boat.
Every major, major star that's worth a lot of money, they have their yachts.
Yeah, they have a boat.
She doesn't have a yacht docked anywhere.
You got to call it a boat.
That's bad. A boat. Yeah, she doesn't have a boat.
Did you see P. Diddy's boat?
I did.
Oh, that's a nice boat.
Nice boat.
He can't use it anymore.
She should buy his boat.
Oh, well.
I mean, it's a creepy boat,
oh,
but
no, no. Yeah. Really
have probably to have that to boat. Do some deep cleaning
yeah,
on that sucker.
Sanitizing. Yeah. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tabloid trash.
Bits and Boone. We have tickets. We'll give you a code word.
I mean, not him. I was thinking about the boat.
Code word. Coming up at, I almost said 11 o'clock. Coming up at 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock. Your chance to win. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.